This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know this guy loves beer in a can. It's our man, Big Wes Trueham.
Wes, how you doing today?
I will say that Hey Man Ale has a lovely price point as well.
Yes, it's a craft beer, Wes. Thank you very much.
Excellence costs money, Wes.
It does. You pay for.
A very affordable price point for something with Mike's face on it.
Thank you.
I think it's very true. Hey, let me start with this. Coming off of what you saw and what Falcon fans saw against the Eagles, obviously there are some things we've got to get corrected. In your mind, sure. It may not be what Mike and I think are similar things, but in your mind, what do you think the number one thing is that they've got to get right heading into Sunday?
Well, I think they have to be more – I think they have to have the ability, obviously. The red zone thing goes without saying. Let's start there, okay? They got to be better in the red zone. That's number one. Beyond the red zone, to me, I think they've got to have the ability to be more balanced offensively. We can't have a football team that at the end of the day doesn't run it very well and relies on Ryan throwing it, you know, anywhere from 15 to 18 yards downfield to try and get Julio Jones on the move. If that makes sense. You can't just have a bailout passing game because you can't run it. You've got to be efficient in the run game and make something happen in the run game. And honestly, I thought last Thursday night the ills of the run game were part and parcel one of the bigger problems they had.
And, Wes, we talked to Brandon Fusco. We played a soundbite earlier where I said, is it simply a matter of just doing your job and manning up? And he goes, yeah, that's exactly what we got to do. I mean, it's not like, you know, you're going to go find some other offensive lineman out there. Our team is here. So, I mean, what about pass protection in the run game? And, you know, Devontae, we're not sure what his status is. He didn't practice today. Brian Hill is brought in. Is he brought in, you think, to maybe beef up the pass protection?
Well, I think Brian Hill's been brought in to cover a couple of different areas. I think if they end up, you know, and I could be totally wrong by the time we get to Sunday at 1 o'clock on this, Mike, but if Devontae Freeman can't go, I think you're looking at Tevin Coleman and Ito Smith on Sunday. And Brian Hill's brought in to be the special teams guy. You know, he is just back with the team at the end of camp. Now, he spent all last year in preseason with the team and then bounced back and forth a little bit, practice squad to active roster during the year. But I can't imagine that Brian Hill, if he plays from scrimmage, it'll be a very, very small package given that he's just come back with them. To me, I think if Devontae is unable to go, we're talking about Tevin Coleman and Ito Smith on Sunday against the Carolina defense that, you know, obviously is has had some issues the other day, not as many as offensively they're going to have without Greg Olsen, without Darrell Williams. You know, and they're looking to try and be a vertical throw team. They haven't really established anybody to go north on them in the pass game. So it's going to be an interesting ball game regardless because both teams are missing some personnel for sure.
We're talking to the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, here on Dukes and Bell, and picking the brain of the voice as we prepare for the Carolina Panthers. Wes, I know you've started your preparation. There were a couple of things that stood out to me against the Cowboys last week for Carolina, and they grinded one out and were able to win, but they got massive pressure, you know, on Dak Prescott, and he was under duress pretty much the entire afternoon. That concerns me a little bit heading into this game, knowing how they got after Dak.
Absolutely, Carl. I think that's a very fair point. I think that, you know, but these two teams also know each other pretty well. Despite the coordinator changes, and there have been all three coordinators have been changed now in Charlotte with the Panthers, these teams still know each other's skill set pretty well. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how the early moments of the game play out because Atlanta will have to have some major momentum now. I mean, you don't play the way they played last Thursday night and come back to this. You got to come back with a new plan of attack and a new attitude and a want to. And Brandon Fusco probably hit it on the head when he said man up because that's probably the best way to put it. And I think Atlanta has to show a lot of that on Sunday against the Carolina team who knows that a win this early, you know, in a division game like this would count 1.5, to be honest with you. I mean, it really would. I mean, you know, Tampa kind of set the table for Carolina last week. You know, right. Tampa beating New Orleans to start the season makes the winner of this ball game in a little bit better shape. And now with Carolina beating Dallas, you know, and to kind of take your question full circle here, this ball game now has a premium on it that it didn't have last Thursday night after Atlanta lost. It had it Sunday night after Carolina won and Tampa beat New Orleans.
It is Wes Durham, guys. Ian Arch with the call, of course, right here on your home of the Falcons, 92.9 The Game, 1 o'clock on Sunday from the Benz. Yeah, man, they've got issues on the line. We talked about it. You mentioned the tackle, and now Trey Turner is in the concussion protocol at right guard. So hopefully a chance to see, you know, Vic Beasley. And I asked Dan Quinn. He said he was happy with the performance. Obviously, he wants more sacks, but he thought Vic set the edge in the run game. I know fans have been asking, you know, where's 44 in the heat on the quarterback?
Well, I think Atlanta did a pretty good job defensively the other night. The issue that Atlanta faces defensively now, guys, is fairly complex because their two best tacklers from the last 2 years are going to miss, you know, the balance of the season. Keanu obviously is on the shelf the rest of the way, and then you get a scenario with Deion where it would be, what, mid-December before he's able to come back at the earliest. So, you know, the Falcons have to be not only pressuring the quarterback, Mike, they've got to be sure tacklers now against the run. They've got to be sure tacklers in the pass game. I mean, Atlanta will have to go and kind of take the brotherhood, and it's being tested. The brotherhood is now completely in test mode because, you know, it's not just it's easy to say the next man up. It's harder to be the next man up. But DeMonte KZ, who impressed us all in the preseason, certainly becomes a factor in this. Duke Riley's got to play better. You know, you've got Devondre Campbell needs to take on more of a leadership role. And, oh, by the way, you certainly want more pressure on the quarterback.
Wes Durham joining us, guys, talking Falcons, Carolina, as we get you ready for Sunday's matchup. The preparation for that matchup started really today as they start to what we call install, and that is put in a game plan for Carolina. Wes, as you look at specifically, you know, our skill guys.
Right.
I'm looking at Calvin Ridley, and I thought he might be involved a little bit more. Now, we know how this goes, right? I mean, the season plays out, and maybe you don't use him early on. Maybe he gets more run in the middle of the season or maybe even late. Or is this a factor, do you think, that Sark is still trying to figure out maybe how he wants to use him, or was this just a function of the game?
Carl, that's hard for me to answer, but I'll say this. I don't think we can get too deep in the minutia of what they're trying to do offensively after one game and based on the offensive performance we saw.
Okay.
You know, I think a little bit of this, you know, it's funny. I just went through this a week or so ago with college football. You know, it's like after the first game with Miami, everybody wants a referendum on Miami, you know.
Right.
And last Friday morning or Friday afternoon, I'm sure you guys dealt with people that wanted a referendum on the Falcons right away. You know, the reality of it is Calvin Ridley's pro career is one game old. I think he's going to have an incredibly bright future. I thought Dave said it very well in the preseason. He has a great poise for understanding where he is on the field. Atlanta ran into a combination of self-inflicted problems the other night with penalties and, oh, by the way, a really good defense. I mean, a really good defense. That's as good a front as the Falcons may see all year, and it just didn't happen. They didn't build any momentum. And when they did build momentum, they, you know, got down in the red zone, and everybody knows what transpired there. It was frustrating. It was disappointing. It was, you know, pull your hair out kind of deal. So I think Calvin Ridley is going to develop as the season goes on. He's not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination. And I think one of the things that's going to help Calvin Ridley is that poise that he played with and showed us in the preseason for sure.
Right. And DJ Moore, it was not a factor for Carolina, a guy that was actually drafted ahead of him at wide receiver out of Maryland. Wrapping up with Wes Strewham, our man Wes Durham from Stately Durham Manor. What do you got this weekend?
I've got Pittsburgh and Georgia Tech at Heinz Field, which I think will stay on the slate. The ACC just moved Clemson from a 3:30 to a 12 o'clock kick on Saturday at Frank Howard Field, in addition to the ball games that have been shelved. And South Carolina just canceled about an hour ago their ball game with Marshall. So Hurricane Florence is having her way with the college football schedule. There's no question about that.
Right. Again, Georgia Tech fans, I know you miss Wes on the call. It's always great to hear the old voice of the Jackets doing his thing, so check that out for sure. And, hey, man, have a great call with Arch, man. And, boy, Wes, it's always darkest before the dawn. Hopefully we get things turned around. We're talking about a lot of points
Mike,
on the board.
Mike, it's a home game. I want you to pace yourself, okay?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. The amenities at the 300 level are very impressive. There's liquor everywhere.
Carl?
Yes?
counting on you.
I'm here. I'm here for you, and I'm here for everyone. Wes, man, take care, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. See you soon. Thanks again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.